Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 315. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Pokemon.
And that's it. It's just us two tonight. Jeff is on vacation. I don't know where Peter Fozzie are.
They're all catching them all.
Yeah, they're actually out there with their phones, catching them all. Pokemon Go came out since the last time we all talked, and it's a thing that's on your phone.
You can't escape Pokemon.
It's a weird thing that we all kind of have. I see you've been playing it. I know Jeff's playing it, Fozzie's playing it, Pete's playing it. I assume Don's probably playing it as
Oh,
well.
yes. Don is playing it obsessively. Don is like level 17 or something.
Wow. I'm like level 8. Which I was like, that's pretty good. It's only been out a week.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess if you live under a rock or don't have a smartphone and don't know what Pokemon Go is, it is a mobile game from Nintendo, the Pokemon Company, and Niantic. It's GPS related. You walk around and catch Pokemon. I guess there's like landmarks and things that are either Pokestops where you can get supplies like Pokeballs or revives, or I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah.
I think you get more as you level up. And then gyms, where I've tried one gym battle and I was defeated very quickly.
Apparently they take some getting used to. The people who do them a lot. Like Don is obsessed. He will sit there and like fight the same gym over and over and over again.
To gain control of it, or
Yeah. Apparently he was messing with two people who were sitting there in their car trying to take control of a gym that he was sitting at, and he was just sitting there like putting in more Pokemon every time they defeated his. They couldn't get in.
that's hysterical.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I guess there's some sort of team alliance too, which most of us seem to be Team Mystic.
We're all on Team Mystic except Fozzie, who made the wrong choice.
Fozzie is a Team Valor.
Team alone.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I guess listener Nacho is he's with Fozzie as well. I don't know. What do you think of it?
I first say that living in DC makes me ridiculously overpowered in this thing because
Okay.
there are Pokestops everywhere. Like I have within a block of my house, I probably have 15 of them.
Really?
Because they're based on like some sort of geocache system, and it's like monuments and churches and like various landmarks. In DC, these things are everywhere. Like I pass on my I walk to work and I pass probably like 70 of them. So
Wow.
I am maxed out. I can't go to stops and get anything anymore because I have too many items in my backpack. It's full.
Yeah, so I am when I downloaded this, I happened to be at Disney World, and there were Pokestops everywhere. I was actually in Epcot when I actually first started playing it, and like each country in Epcot had like three or four of the stops. And then I came home, and the closest one is like the post office, which
Oh
is
no. Oh no.
kind of crazy.
I know Pete ran out 'cause he doesn't have any that are really close to him.
Yeah, I mean, I have enough like that, and I stocked up in Disney, and there's one right by my work that I can walk to, and I go out walking at work anyway, so I've worked it out so that I can walk past the clock tower and pick up some stuff and then walk back by it before I go back into my office.
I work right by the Navy Memorial.
Okay.
There are three in the Navy Memorial. Like I literally walk outside and there are three of them right there.
You just like spin, 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 and that's hysterical. I saw there was an article on Polygon that kind of said like it's definitely it's definitely been built for people in cities.
Yes. Being in an urban area is a huge advantage.
If you live out in the country, it's gonna be tough.
You might find a lot of Pokemon, though. I mean, you never know.
Yeah, they seem to just be random. I'm not really sure how that works. They just show up. And if you do a lot of walking, I guess you can hatch those eggs you get.
Yeah, I've already hatched six.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to walk 5 kilometers to hatch a 5, what is it, kilo egg. Gotten some good Pokemon from them too. I've heard the eggs that are only 2 kilos are not good.
Okay.
They're not really worth your time. But the thing is, you can't, like, I have a couple of them and I want to throw them away, but I can't get rid of them. It won't let you, like, toss out the eggs.
You can't just, and you can only hold a certain amount too, right?
Right. I think it's 9 unless you upgrade your backpack.
Okay. And that costs money, so
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll put any money into this, although a lot of people have.
I saw $14 million so far.
Yeah, at least anywhere between 1.6 and $2.5 million they're making a day.
Right.
So.
5% of iPhones have downloaded this game. That's
Wow.
insane.
I have seen people out. I mean, you've probably seen more of
Oh,
them.
yeah.
I've seen them out in. I drove by the post office yesterday, and there were kids like sitting out in front of it, I guess, waiting for the stop to respawn. There was definitely somebody by my work that was walking around the same Pokestop that's at the clock tower there. Because he was just walking around with his phone like this the entire time. It's something.
Yeah. It's not really a game.
No.
No, it's a collection simulator, I guess. It's not like there's not a whole lot to play. Like you get your Pokemon, you go to the stop and spin the thing. That's all you do.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'll try the gyms a little more and see what that is, but you have to be there at that spot, so it's not like you can just have your Pokemon fight.
Right.
So that makes it a little bit more difficult.
No battling. It's really weird to me. Like you go and you find a Pokemon, you just throw your ball at it. And if you can't catch it, you like toss a raspberry at it and then throw your Pokeball at it. That's all there is. It's entertaining though. My son, I was pushing my son around in a stroller and he was like navigating and had my iPhone going, "Walk this way, Daddy, go this way," and getting all excited for finding the Pokemon. And we went for miles and he was on at a camp last week, so it was just me and him, and we were just roaming around, going miles and miles looking for Pokemon. He really likes it. Of course, he's 6, so.
Right. I do wonder. It's like, I mean, it's been out a week. People seem really into it right now. I wonder what
Yeah.
the tail on it will be, but
There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of depth.
yeah, it's just catch all the Pokemon.
Right. And as you level up, you can't find different Pokemon, so I guess that's something, but you don't the other thing is I don't have to spend any money to play, like since there are so many Pokestops. There's no reason for me to spend any money, so I'm guessing they need to add some more stuff in terms of support, like battles or something. Something needs to be added to this game to give it more legs.
Yeah, because like if I have to keep going to a gym or something to do the really rudimentary battles that the game has,
Right.
like that's gonna lose appeal real quick, especially if I eventually catch all the Pokemon.
Right. Once you catch them all, what do you do? And
Other than I guess trading in your spare Pokemon to the professor who gives you candy.
oh, is that what happens? Does he give you the candy of the same type of Pokemon you're trading in?
Yeah, so if you like, I've been encountering a lot of Pidgeys,
Of course.
because
Pidgeys and Rattatats and Zubats everywhere.
yes, so I mean, catch everything. I have like this overabundance of Pidgeys and rats, and I've already gotten all the evolutions for them. So you just trade them in to the professor, and he gives you one candy for each one you trade in.
Oh, that's like a slap in the face.
It kind of is. But I have a really strong Pidgeot, so.
I do too. It's my strongest Pokemon.
Yeah. It seems though that other people are, there's been some really crazy Pokemon stories going around. car accidents, people trespassing, people being mugged and
robbed. The mugged one is hilarious. The guys, they dropped a lure, like one of those things that causes Pokemon to come to a specific Pokestop, right, and just rob the people who showed up to take advantage of it. It's great.
I mean, it's certainly ingenious.
Let me go to this forlorn parking lot in the middle of the night because there may be Pokemon there. People need to think a little harder.
Yeah, like, if you are going to go out at night, let's be safe about it. Like, and also maybe, like, a random parking lot in the middle of nowhere.
Probably not the best idea.
Yeah, like, maybe stay away from there. It's something. I mean, I saw Earl, I guess, posted that, you know, he's in New York. In Central Park and that stuff, like tons of people just walking around with their phones out. It's neat to see everybody so excited about something. I just wish it were maybe a little more deep.
Right. Yeah.
And
less buggy. This game is insanely buggy.
Yeah.
The servers conk out on you at random times. I don't know how often you've experienced this, but I've hit a Pokemon with the Pokeball, and the Pokeball will just freeze.
Yes.
And you have to close out of the app. You're done at that point. You can't.
And you lose the Pokemon. You
lose the Pokemon. You lose the Pokeball. It's.
Yeah, it's kind of a waste. Like, I hope that they fix some of those issues. Although I really don't know how much longer I'm going to be playing a ton of it. But for right now, it's something to do when I go out on walks at work and, you know, around the house or whatever.
We'll see how much money they make in the next couple of months. And, like, then they'll probably reinvest it, I'd like to think, in the game and add more to it.
Yeah. I mean, there's
introducing NSX from Michael Strahan, designed to be.
Polygon just started playing music to me. there was the story of the, I guess the guy, he must have bought an old church or something. And he lives in it, and it was classified as Pokestop.
Right, and people are like stop or a gym or something, right? People are stopping
at the gym, yeah.
At all hours of the night, that's great. You know, you really want you have to wonder like the level of danger for not just for these people, but to have like random people coming up to your house. It's just frightening. But there's lots of heartwarming stories too, like people meeting and like actually enjoying the whole like camaraderie of the Pokemon. And,
it's definitely a social thing. if you don't like people, maybe. there's for all the bad stuff, there's definitely some good stuff. Like the Westboro Baptist Church is evidently a gym or something, and somebody took it over.
The Clefairy.
Yeah. there's just some really funny things like going around about this. It's you know, in July when there's not much to play, it's
something. Exactly. It's a nice, and it gets you out of the house and roaming around.
Yeah.
Did you see the Penny Arcade cartoon?
No.
Where they make fun of one of them for going outside and playing Pokemon Go because he's actually getting exercise and his legs are now huge. I mean, how often do you get to play a game that actually makes you exercise? It's not, there, it doesn't happen often.
No, I mean, it's encouraging people to kind of go outside, which is different. Like a game that encourages people to go out and actually do something. That's certainly not normal. Nintendo's done something, they kind of did it with Miitomo too, where everybody kind of jumped on it, and that faded super quick. This is a little more, but not much, but it's when there's not much new out, it kind of works for what we got to use right now. So.
Plus, I mean, even with the lack of depth, people tend to get obsessed with collecting things.
Yes.
And I think this really gives them an outlet for that. So I think a lot of people are going to be playing this for at least long enough to catch 150. Plus, they've done as much as they can to make it really hard to evolve your Pokemon. I don't know who your starter was, but mine was Squirtle. I haven't found another Squirtle yet.
Yeah, I found one other Squirtle.
It's
50. Yeah, it's nuts.
Right. So somewhere I have to find another, what is that? 16 Squirtles. It's going to take a while.
Yeah. good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Maybe
they only have the original, 151 in the game. Maybe it's just the one. I don't know if Mewtwo is out there somewhere hanging out.
So I guess they could add a ton more, because I think there's like what, over 700 of them now.
700, yeah. And with the new game coming out, there'll be even more. So, 900 odd Pokemon.
Yeah,
there's some room for that. You have like cities subdivided into district or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be cool if they could maybe add a little bit more to it and give us a little more to search for.
Right.
But right now, it's a nice little phenomenon that everybody has kind of latched onto. I think you said 5%.
5% of all the iPhones in the country.
That's nuts. That's a ton of people, and then. I figure probably as many on Android or more, maybe. And it hasn't hit Europe or Japan yet, I don't think so.
Yeah, I saw the Canadian people on Twitter were complaining that it wasn't out for them yet. It's out now, though, I think.
Okay. yeah. Good luck in Canada if you're not near a city. Really. That's Pokemon Go. Have you been playing anything else over the last 2 weeks or so?
I've played lots of Overwatch.
Okay. We played a little bit of that before I went on vacation.
Yeah, I think I now have more matches than you and Jeff.
Okay.
Because I've been, I mean, it's really the only other thing I've been playing other than Pokemon Go. I'm really enjoying it. There's a part of me that really wishes it was Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
But
that's coming.
It's good. Like, all the characters are fun. I'm playing a lot as Mercy. I think Mercy's my main, quote unquote. Everyone seems really different, and getting on a good team where everybody's using different characters and like doing them well is fun. It's a good experience. And even the matches where you lose horribly, the game always seems to make it fun somehow. And when you lose horribly, it also ends up being really short. So that kind of helps. I don't know. I like it. I don't love it, but there's not a whole lot else out right now. So,
yeah, I think it's pretty good. They announced they're adding a new character.
Yeah.
Sniper
Mom or whoever.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the mom of Farrah, who was the character that Jeff kind of got me to play as, who can fly and shoot rockets.
Right.
I like that they're adding characters. This one actually sounds pretty difficult to play, so I don't know.
Like, healing sniper rounds is an interesting concept. I kind of like Mercy because when you're using the healing stream, it just kind of hits whoever's closest.
Yeah, it's like a Ghostbusters like plasma thing that lassos on.
But if you try to do that with a sniper rifle, like, oops, sorry, missed, and you died.
Yeah. It's like, Widowmaker is, she's the, one of the snipers that you can play as. And she's really fun, but I find that, at least with the controller, that maybe aiming with that is a little bit difficult.
Right, right.
I could see Anna being really, really difficult to play as with the controller, because you have to be really precise. So
yeah, I will say that it's really hard to aim in Overwatch. Like,
yeah,
even with Reaper, like walking around with his two shotguns, I have a hard time hitting people. And he's aiming at people who are close.
Yeah, like he's right up on top. He's not really a far back ranged guy, so. It's fun. I still kind of wish they had a team deathmatch type mode.
There's not enough modes. Like, every mode feels the same.
Yeah.
After you played a couple times.
And is there probably two or three, right?
There's escort the thing to the next point.
Right, the payload.
And then there's the attack defense of controlling the points, and then there's the one where you just fight over the same point.
Oh, so yeah, there's like the King of the Hill one, and then there's the basically rush mode, like mini rush.
Right.
Yeah, I wish there was like maybe a capture the flag type mode or something like that. Could be cool.
There needs to be like in a deathmatch mode. Like, there needs to be like a third, like more than three modes.
Yeah. So like, I know that deathmatch isn't really, they don't want to focus in on just kills, but
right,
you can make the number high enough that it wouldn't really matter.
Some sort of team battle or something.
Yeah. Something to give it, because like, the matches get really samey after a while. And
right.
If you get stuck on a bad team, it can be really unfun.
Like, you get into a group and you're like, okay, no one's picked a character, so I pick a character, and then two other people pick that same character. Like, what the hell is happening? We don't need three Mercies on the same team.
Yeah, I was listening to another podcast, and they were saying that there are people that will just troll to be like, oh, okay, you're going to be that person? I'll be that person, too. And I'll be that person, too.
Right. I normally end up switching if somebody does that, but then you're playing as, like, I was going to play as, I like to play as Reinhardt sometimes. We don't need two Reinhardts. That's kind of useless.
Right. It is fun to play with. You know, I thought we had a pretty good time. We played together.
Right. I that's the other thing that's kind of killing it for me at this point, is that I don't see anybody else on my list really playing it now. Maybe it's because you and Jeff went on vacation, but everybody else on my list who's played Overwatch has kind of moved on to other things, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah, and we'll probably never get Earl to actually play with us. So
that's true. Earl, if you're listening to this, damn you.
Yeah. Come on, we can't get you to play Halo together.
There's an update. Oh, my God. There's an update I can't play.
And I do want to get back and play some more Halo as well. So
yes. Actually, Walter and I played a whole lot of Firefight last week. People have seemed to have gotten a lot better at it. We actually finished a few matches.
Okay.
There's lots of spamming of vehicles at the end.
Yeah, it seems like to defeat those mythic bosses, you almost need vehicles.
Yeah. Lots of scorpions, lots of, you know, big guns. Lots of big guns.
Yeah. Well, I kind of looked over the news real briefly, although Pete said he was going to do news, but
he's not here.
He's Pete. Not here. I don't.
We're judging you.
Very much so. Outside of Pokemon Go, though, there's really not much going on. Yeah, it's, I guess,
Microsoft announced they're not having a press conference at Gamescom this year.
Gamescom, yeah. They're going to do some sort of fan event.
Right.
EA Access just added two new games.
I just finished downloading Unravel, so I'm going to get into that.
Yeah, Unravel and last year's Need for Speed game are there now. So,
is it there's any EA game that you're even mildly iffy about? You should just not buy it at this point. You're like, oh, I can play the trial, or I can just, you know, wait until it's free.
Yeah. So, I mean, the only game that from last year that hasn't come out is what, Battlefront, right? Like,
yeah, that's the only one. Which sold, you know, millions of copies. So
right, so they don't need to put it up there.
They're one wildly successful game they didn't put up there, but the rest of them.
Yeah. Plants vs. Zombies 2 is coming August 30th.
Yep.
And that was like a game. I was like, maybe I'll buy it. Like, cause it's been on sale a bunch recently, and I think maybe I'll buy it. Like, my son really liked the first one. We'll get that. We'll play that. But he's been all over Overwatch for the past little bit. So I think at this point, I'll just wait the 45 days or whatever. Just get it for free when it hits EA Access in August. But that service is fantastic.
Yeah, I think my renewal is coming up. I'm definitely renewing that.
Yeah,
I'm excited to play, you know, Madden early. Love that. Plus, you get the discount. Like, I don't want Madden on disc because I'm going to play a lot of it. So I want it
right
on just my hard drive. Same with Titanfall. Same with Battlefield. Like, I just want them there. Being able to get on early, like, you know, Battlefield 4 did not work at launch on Xbox One. So it's kind of nice to be able to test that before it comes out. And
yeah, it's broken.
It's broken. Well, I just won't buy it then, and I'll get to play it for a little bit and then see that it's broken and move on.
Titanfall. Like, I think Titanfall, what, like 4 or 5? Is it 5 days early that stuff comes out?
I think it's 5 days, yeah. It's the Wednesday before?
Yeah, I think Battlefield is actually getting an 8-day preview period.
Oh, wow. That's nice. They're probably going to use that as like their final testing, whatever, but it's free, so I don't care.
I'll jump at it. Sounds fun.
I still have my free trial for Battlefront, which I've actually have downloaded and just never played.
At this point, you might just want to
I'm going to go ahead and delete that. I don't think it's really worth it.
No.
It's all the, like, every time I see it on, I have it for some reason on my Amazon wish list, and I see the 3 stars there, and you see like all the top reviews. I'm like, this game could have been better. Yeah, maybe I won't play that.
As somebody who really likes Star Wars, like, it was cool, but it came out against, I mean, it sold more than Halo did, but it came out against a really good Halo game that actually is way better than Battlefront, like, every way. Yeah, it's, and it has not had legs. Like, I don't see anybody being like, oh, I'm playing Battlefront. So
I also think I'm at the point in my life where if a game is mediocre, I should not play it because I don't have time.
Yeah. Yeah, I have such a backlog of games already. I certainly don't need to be adding.
Right, exactly. That's what would happen too. Yep. I just went through this the Steam sale. I think I bought one game. I bought Age of Decadence, which is an RPG. But I didn't buy anything else. And then they had the big Xbox sale, and I didn't buy anything.
Yeah, I didn't buy anything on the Xbox sale. I was tempted, but I didn't pick anything up there. I did, however, Prime Day,
yes.
And Doom was the deal of the day.
It was what, 40?
30.
Oh, was it 30?
Yeah, I got Doom for 30, and I got Far Cry Primal, even though Jeff was like, oh, this game isn't good, but Jeff didn't like Far Cry 4 either. So. Right.
Yeah, I might play that for 20.
Yeah, it was 24, so I was like, you know what, I'll get that. It's 2 games for the price of 1.
Right.
Everybody that we've talked to says Doom is fantastic, so even if Far Cry ends up being crappy, I paid less for both of those than I would have just to get Doom. So, but I don't know when I'm going to get to them.
Right. Yeah. I already have a – that's the other thing is I already have a big backlog. Like I bought Metal Gear Solid 5, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
A month and a half ago, and I haven't touched it. Like I don't even have it installed on my Xbox. The disc is just sitting in there. And I still have the last Assassin's Creed game. Like I played like an hour, maybe 2 hours of Rise of the Tomb Raider. Like there are some really good games.
Right.
That I have just sitting over there that I can see right now. Hi, good games. And I need to play you. I'm sorry. Sorry. Overwatch is better than you. No.
That's kind of the thing is like I don't necessarily want to sit down and play something that's gonna that I need to devote like an hour or two to make any progress on, and that's definitely Assassin's Creed.
Right, exactly. I think that's the big thing. I can sit down at any time and play a quick match of Overwatch.
Yeah, and even if I end up playing it for 2 hours, it's like at any time I could just stop and be done. Like,
right.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. I kind of hope my tastes aren't changing, but.
Yeah, I find games like Overwatch or Titanfall are great, and then my strategy games are also great because at any time I can just shutting off and saving right here.
Right, and you come back at a later time.
But you can't do that with Assassin's Creed.
No.
I've completely forgotten where I was in Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Somewhere where you're probably jumping or shooting. So
exactly. I can guess what I was doing, but no idea. Absolutely no idea.
Yeah, it's really given me pause on No Man's Sky coming in like 3 or 4 weeks.
That game sounds worse the more I think about it, the more I read about it every time.
Yeah, it's just like it's so open. Like, well, I'm really going to have to find out what that game is about.
So I was reading about it, and apparently you can go to planets and like mine stuff and, you know, fight and whatever. But the moment you leave the planet, it goes back to its original state. So you have like there's no permanence to your place in the universe, which I think is really bad. Because if I'm playing a game like that, if I'm going to like discover things in the universe, like I want to like build something, I want to have like an impact. And it doesn't sound like I have any kind of impact. I'm just like walking around and looking at stuff and then moving on.
Knowing it, that sounds like you could really exploit it too. Like, where if it just goes back to its original state, like, all right, I just mined this planet for, you know, whatever,
right,
whatever materials. And then I go back up to space and I come back a little while later and they're all there again.
Exactly. Yeah. It's okay. I need this thing. I know where exactly where to go and get it, man.
Yeah.
Every time I read an article about that game, I sour more. I'm definitely not buying it at launch, especially against like Madden and Deus Ex. Like, yeah. Why would I even touch that?
And it's so close to September too, which has XCOM and Final Fantasy 15 and Forza Horizon 3. Like the, you know, once Madden and Deus Ex hits, it's kind of nonstop for the next four
right months. All the way through the end of November.
Yeah, maybe No Man's Sky might be a sometime next year type.
Right. Well, I definitely want to hear what other people say about it before I touch it. Like, I'm not spending money on that. I want to read the reviews. I want to see what people I trust think.
We'll see what Jeff says, because he's our guinea pig.
Exactly. Jeff will buy anything if it's cool. If it sounds remotely cool.
Yeah.
It's like, if it sounds like in some alternative dimension, it might be.
Right. This might be cool. Jeff will buy it.
There was a Tony Hawk game once that was awesome, I think.
Maybe. It was 20 years ago. But, I will say that being down in Disney, and there are a bunch of, they're not rides, but they're like theater experiences that make me think that there might be something to VR with that field of view. I'm really gonna have to try it, but there was a Jeff was telling me like where to go, like what things to go see.
Of course he
and
was.
And a couple of them had like huge field of view screens, and I could see that working for some sort of experience. I'm not sure if it works for a game, but certainly like cinematic experiences, like that type of takes up all your vision.
Right.
I could see that working, but I don't know if I'm down for $400 to test that out.
Right. Well, I now have a laptop that has enough USB ports to
do VR. Yeah.
Because the one I'm podcasting for right now only has three, but the one I just got has six.
Okay.
So I think you need at least four. I think that's the minimum.
Crazy.
Yeah. So I didn't buy to do VR though. So VR is going to have to be cheaper because I'm not paying $400 to do anything like that.
Yeah. And we'll see. All right. Well, I think that might be about it. I don't think there's much more going on right now. So
we're just waiting for the real games to come out.
Yeah. Yeah. So next week, I think everybody will be back with us. And maybe what we'll do is kind of take a look at the year so far. Maybe come up with a few games for each of us that...
It's the year of the Tony, by the way. It has been the year of the Tony so far.
You definitely have... I think the games that you have reviewed this year have definitely been in the upper echelon.
I did three reviews in a row that were all fives. I don't know how that's possible.
I'm not sure that the rest of us have had that quite good luck. I played a lot of twos and threes.
Right.
Keith played all over the place. Jeff will play anything. So, but yeah, we'll kind of like crack down, do a little mid-year review, and get ready for those big games that are coming out. When is Deus Ex? It's pretty soon.
August 18th, August 19th.
So about a month away before that, and Madden's right around then too.
Yeah, I think they're the same week.
Wow. Yes. So we're gonna have some games to play very shortly. I mean I'm gonna try out Need for Speed. You're gonna try out Unravel. So we'll have some stuff to talk about next week, and Jeff will be really close to buying No Man's Sky to be our guinea pig on August 9th.
As he always is.
Yeah. So go catch all those Pokemon. There should be a way what they need to do is implement a way that you can send me supplies. Pete. We need to send Pete supplies.
Yes, you too. Like, I could just walk outside. I can get all the Pokeballs you guys need, and I'll somehow, you know, mail them over to you.
Yeah. We got to figure out a way to do that. But they need to add that in.
Because Pete's like, all right, I'm out of Pokeballs. What do I do now? I'm like, out of Pokeballs, I got like 200.
Right, like, how are you out?
How does this happen?
That is a shame. He's going to have to find like a Pokestop and just hang out there for a while.
Right. Just keep going and leaving, going and leaving and going and leaving. The same one over and over and over again.
Yeah, I kind of hope Niantic adds in a way that we could get new locations added.
Right.
Because some of these look like they haven't been vetted properly.
Oh, man. Some of them. I have one that's down the street from my work, and it's a museum that's gone out of business. Like, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, so stuff like that should probably be removed. And Maybe get some new ones added in.
Let me see.
So I think they took it all from their last game.
It's from like a geocaching map that's like 4 years old.
Hmm.
So I have 167 Pokeballs right now.
Wow.
And 83 potions. 61 revives.
Yeah, so Tony has all the supplies. If you've been looking for supplies, they're all on Tony's phone.
My Pokemon are immortal. It's right here.
I guess that does come from living in Washington, though.
We take advantage of the rest of the country. Thank you for your support.
I should drive downtown. Because Philadelphia has a nice amount of historical locations and such. I'm sure if I drove into the city, I could probably hit up some stuff.
There's probably a bunch. I gotta say, in Philly, there's got to be a ton.
Yeah. Just like I live outside the city, so... I'll be heading down there tomorrow, so maybe... Check out what's going on. I'm sure that Lincoln Financial Field is probably a Pokestop. So.
There's a bunch around the Verizon Center.
Yeah, so I should be able to hit up something there.
There's probably a ton. Like, you go in there and there's like six of them.
Yeah, so we have the Wells Fargo Center, the Lincoln Financial Center, and Citizens Bank Park are all within a block of each other. So
at the Verizon Center, there's a Pokestop for the Mystics Wall of Fame. That's how specific it gets. So
wow. Yeah, so go catch the Pokemons this weekend, and we'll be back next week with everybody. And we'll see you then.